RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
And Beyond the Mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Tuesday morning, it's 2/3 of the way through our abbreviated work week here. That's for my show. We'll be with you tomorrow until noon, but AWOD's going to be in here because we got VCU basketball tomorrow at 2:30, VCU South Florida. Thursday, TBD. That means we don't know. Will they play in the afternoon? Will they play in the evening? Will they play at lunchtime? Nobody knows. We'll find out tomorrow after that South Florida game. And then on Friday is really a grab bag. They could play truly whenever. They could play in the morning. I think there's a 9 a.m. game. They could play in the evening. I think there's a 9 p.m. game. They could play any time in between. We hope they're playing for the title in the Battle for Atlantis. VCU, multiple time participant in the Battle for Atlantis, and in a jam-packed guest second hour today, we'll check in with Jason Spencer, who puts on the Battle for Atlantis every year. He'll get a set for this year's tournament. At 11:30, Dennis Bickmeyer swings by Henrico Sports and Events Center. As you know, it's been a bit of a journey to build a new arena in Richmond, Virginia. We had Navy Hill. That was LeVar Stoney's idea. What if we tear down the Coliseum and build a new arena? And it didn't work. It didn't fly at all. So we had the Henrico Green City proposal off of Parham. They were going to build a giant arena. That did not work out. They defaulted. Lands back in Henrico's control now. We're taking a third run up the hill. Dennis Bickmeyer's going to update us on that. All the great stuff going on there. Next Thursday, not this Thursday, that's Thanksgiving, but next Thursday, they are doing a holiday sports equipment drive in the afternoon at the Sports and Events Center. As you know, that is where Virginia Center Common Mall used to be. Drop off your used sporting goods, and you can watch the police and the firefighters play basketball against each other, which is a little more gentlemanly. The River City Roll the other night had police versus firefighter boxing.
Start swinging!
This is a much more civil version of that.
Seems to be.
This is police versus firefighter basketball kudos to the folks at Henrico lowering the temperature a tiny bit here. Boxing's having a moment, though. That's what I know. Boxing's back. I don't know where boxing went. I don't know why boxing disappeared, but it's back. We're having a moment again for boxing. So lots to get to. Oh, and by the way, it's rivalry week. UVA, Virginia Tech. Here's how this works. You're going to hear UVA on 1140 WRVA Saturday night. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. Means we'll wrap up about 10:30 in Charlottesville. Virginia Tech will be heard right here on The Fan. So pick your side, pick your call. ESPN, nationally televised game. I mean, so many storylines here. And you start that UVA defense. I love that secondary. Ethan Minter from Thomasdale, that whole secondary has been so good at containing teams this year, coming down into the box. They play the quarterback. They play the run on the way to the pass, which is how they teach you to do it. When they come down and blitz, they don't ignore the running back. They play the running back on the way to the quarterback. They've been very good at doing that this year. Their discipline is impressive. Their ability to make big plays to push teams into second and long, third and long has been impressive. Kyren Drones, we say a lot of things about him. It hasn't panned out like the Hokie fans would have preferred. He's got that elusiveness, that escapability. Will he be able to slide free against the UVA defense? Will we see any Pop Watson? Because Pop Watson, as you remember, was so good against the Wahoos last year. What will that look like as James Franklin watches, scouts for his next team? And there's a lot of storylines at play. We'll dive into that as the show goes on. College football playoff rankings coming out tonight as well. So we'll dive into the world of college football. And from a college football standpoint, this is, of course, the weekend. You get all the rivalry games. I'm rebooting the Lane Kiffin take from last year. If I'm in the SEC or Big Ten, not sure I want to play in the title game. It sure feels like we're flying towards needing to rethink that system. Obviously, in the ACC, it's everything. That's how the playoff spot is going to be distributed. In the Big 12, that's everything. That's how the playoff spot's going to be distributed. In the SEC and the Big Ten, those are going to be teams that are already locked into the playoffs. Have to play a bonus game of football before the playoffs. May not be the best idea. Notre Dame may be onto something with this independent thing that they do. Also getting you ready, Commanders and Broncos Sunday night on The Fan, capping off a busy holiday weekend with, I'm not even going to front. I think the Broncos win by a zillion. I think the Broncos are lacking in respect. I think there are parallels between this game and the Seahawks game. Two teams that are really good that are not getting respect nationally. I mean, even Denver's hosting Kansas City. What was the story all week? Like, this is when Patrick Mahomes comes back. This is when Patrick Mahomes reclaims his crown. He didn't. And then what are people like? Well, they'll beat the Colts this week. They're still gonna win, obviously. And they snuck by the Colts this week in an outcome that was very good for Jeremy the producer. Got him a breakfast sandwich in the MPAWOD bet. He had exactly one scenario: Chiefs win by three, and he got it. Chiefs won by three. And he's getting a breakfast sandwich. We hit the crossbar there on the bet. AWOD and I both go home losers on the three-point bet. Yesterday, Dan Quinn gave the Jaden Daniels update. So as we get rolling on the Commanders here, Dan Quinn says Jaden Daniels will practice this week, and he's not going to play on Sunday, most likely, but this does set him up to return next week in Minnesota for a game against the Vikings and potentially play five football games down the stretch, including a Christmas Day game against the Cowboys, which I think we're all excited to see him back out there. I made the point on yesterday's show. I think it's a bit of a strongman argument. Or I may have said it with Grant and Danny, because I was on with Grant and Danny for a minute. I forget it. The radio all blends together. But I told Grant and Danny for sure. I said, I think it's a strongman. All these people are like, Jaden Daniels shouldn't play. If he's healthy, you got to bench him. You got to keep him healthy for the offseason. Like, I don't think anybody actually thinks that. I think everybody's just mad that somebody theoretically thinks that. And then what do you know yesterday? Matthew Berry, who is the fantasy football guru at NBC Sports, formerly at ESPN. He's a big deal. A lot of people know who he is. He's the guy who gives out the picks on Sunday Night Football in front of the FanDuel screen every week, or maybe the DraftKings screen. I don't know. I don't pay attention anymore. He says, "I am begging my beloved Commanders. This is not our year. We should not risk further injury to our franchise quarterback in a lost year. He shouldn't have been playing at the end of a blowout loss, and he shouldn't play again this season. We are 3-8. Well, that's facts. That is true. I didn't think anybody was actually thinking that. Like, I thought maybe some people were like, hey, he shouldn't be rushed back. He shouldn't play at 50%. He shouldn't play until he's fully cleared, which I agree with, by the way. There is no reason to rush Jaden Daniels back to be a part of this clown car operation. But if he's healthy, there are no red flags here. The offensive line is fully intact. The receiving core is coming back. Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown both practiced. I know Austin Eckler's out for the season, but you can't say their running back room is in a dire shape. Chris Rodriguez has been good. You've got Bill. We were all excited about Bill. Everybody's yelling, why isn't Bill out there with Jaden? Well, Bill can be out there with Jaden now. There's a lot of Bill time available here. Tight ends, Zach Ertz doing fine. John Bates. You've got Ben Sinnott. Time for him to take a step forward. I'm missing the part where there's any downside to letting the football player play football and get better at playing football. It sure seems like that's what the Commanders need right now, is a football player learning and growing and getting into the offseason. Now, I also think everybody's doom and gloom right now because they're 3-8, because things stink. There's 6 games left. They don't mean anything. I do think, though, if Jaden comes back, if they can roll off a couple, if they can win a couple games, I think everybody will feel good going into the offseason. I think it will change the tone of offseason discussion dramatically. If Jaden comes back and can look decent out there, maybe carve up the Vikings or the Cowboys on Thanksgiving, I think everybody will calm down a bit and you'll have a little bit of momentum going forward. Okay, that's the guy we picked. Okay, it was mostly bad luck, not bad coaching. With bad injury luck, we'll be fine next year. And that's partially true. But I think for Dan Quinn, this is his opportunity to change the offseason discussion. Whatever storylines exist on the last day of the year must permanently exist until the next August when training camp starts. So I don't make the rules of radio. I just play by them. Whatever you think about the team when the season ends, you will think that until you see the team again, which will be a long time away. The draft, we keep Commanders, they're, and then you fill it in with whatever you thought when the season ended. You got no reason to update your thoughts there. If you can win a couple, and the Cowboys are masters of this, by the way. The Cowboys are masters of, we won the last 3 of the season. This is a good team. We can build around this team. I think there's an importance to doing that with Jaden. And I think there's an importance for him of correcting some of the bad habits he got forced into in those early games. And I talk about the Packers game a lot, but I think it's a significant moment in the season. The Packers defense bottled up Jaden Daniels on that Thursday night game. And a lot of bad things happened that night. But one of the bad things that happened was they showed every defense that played the rest of the way, you can keep Jaden from being a dual threat quarterback. You can spy him and he won't beat you with his arm downfield. He doesn't have the receivers to do that. I don't know if that's, will that be true when he comes back? Will he be able to beat it? Cliff Kingsbury's had about 8 weeks to watch film with him, figure out how to counteract that. He looked good in the Chargers game. He's had good moments. But what that Packers defense did to him that night, he's got to show he can beat that. He's got to show that he can rise above that. And I think that's incredibly important down the stretch. That's going to make these last 5 games after this one worth watching. How does Jaden evolve? How does he set himself up for an offseason where there's not going to be a lot of award show and praise coming his way? He's going to be rebuilding, trying to get towards that rookie season again. I still think it's doable. You know, I'm still buying stock in the kid. I think he gets there. But I think it's more important that he gets back on the right track than that there's some let's keep him healthy mythical thing. And if he gets hurt again, I'm just going to say it as a thing you need to know too, as a piece of information the team needs as well. Because you watch Matt Stafford the other night, Matthew Stafford, way up against the Bucs, hands the ball off. So he's in the game, but he's not in the game. It was supposed to be Jaden on that drive. And he checked out of it into a quarterback run. I get that he likes to score, but has he learned his lesson about the need to be available for his team? Speaking of former Commanders, Emmanuel Forbes is having the season of his life. How in the world did this happen? We'll dive into that. Go around the NFL. We never, ever, ever count Kyle Shanahan out. He proved that last night. And in true Boomer Esiason fashion, a happy birthday to the GOAT, Joe Gibbs, 85 years old today. Joe Gibbs, still the man. We're off and running. I've got the high school game of the week listing, and I'll tell you what it is on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan. Text.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
And Robbie, tell him, hey, you want to come on the show tomorrow before the game? And I say, are you in the Bahamas already? Yes. Yes, he is. Good on him.
Yeah.
We're all very happy for him.
Yeah.
We're all very happy for you, Robbie, in the Bahamas.
Yeah, live it up for us.
Live it up in the Bahamas at the Battle Number Sign 4, Atlantis.
changes things, just so you know.
Hope you win Atlantis. Do you know how many teams are in the Battle Number 4, Atlantis?
It can't be four.
It's eight.
Okay. That just doesn't look as good.
And no, the Battle 8 Atlantis doesn't.
Battle 8 Atlantis.
Battle 8
Basketball
Atlantis.
Basketball 8 Atlantis.
That's...
Ocean 8 Atlantis. I'll be back.
We'll check in. We'll go down to Atlantis at 11:15. We'll check in with Jason Spencer, who's putting that tournament on. 11:30, Dennis Bickmeyer swings by. You know him from the Henrico Sports and Events Center. And, of course, before that, he has Mr. NASCAR here in town. I want to ask him about Denny Hamlin. I'm kind of still not over Denny Hamlin. Remember the time Denny Hamlin was going to win the NASCAR championship, and then they put four tires on his car instead of two tires, and he didn't win the championship? That was kind of an insane moment in Richmond sports history. Dude was going to be a world champion, a national champion. I guess the Formula One's probably the world champion. NASCAR's a national champion. But if it's a World Series, it could be a world champion, because they do race in Mexico City. Remember, they stole a race from us to go to Mexico City.
I recall.
I'm not mad. Mm. Good for them. Hope they enjoy it.
Yeah, well, everybody's traveling
right now. We're going to Landover. Road trip. We're going to Landover Sunday. It's Commanders and the Broncos in the cold with a 3-8 football team against a really good football team that's coming off a bye. Other than that, how did you enjoy the play? We'll see what happens. By the way, Thanksgiving football. Nielsen is predicting that Chiefs Cowboys will be the first game in NFL history to average 50 million viewers. It will be the most watched regular season NFL game ever by numbers, not by percentages, because population growth and things. That's a Gary Hess math problem. We can figure all that out later. The Cowboys win over the Eagles was kind of the best thing that happened to that game, because the Chiefs are limping along, but they're still the Chiefs. Like, we're going to watch the Cowboys, but if it had just ended at 21-0, I don't know that we would have respected the Cowboys coming into that game. But you got to now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Eagles. 14 penalties for the Philadelphia Eagles. There's one team in football that could beat the Philadelphia Eagles, and it's the Philadelphia Eagles. As true now as it was at the start of the season. 14 penalties.
That's rough.
You're up 21-0. A lot of teams just hang on to win when they're up 21-0. Not the Philadelphia Eagles giving it all back against the Cowboys. Yes, on Sunday. And I think for the Cowboys, is there a path to making the playoffs? Sure. You only have 5 losses. You got that one tie hanging out. Is there a realistic path? No, but you're selling the hope. You're in the hunt, as they say in the graphic. If you're in the hunt, you're playing and people are watching. That'll be the case against the Chiefs, 4:30. I'm excited for the one before as well, Packers-Lions, which is a legit matchup of stars. And did you see who's doing the halftime at Packers-Lions?
No.
Detroit native Jack White of the White Stripes.
Okay.
No Meg, I guess. That's all right. With special guest Eminem.
Oh, what? Okay, sure.
It feels
backwards, but I'll let it slide.
Yeah, I kind of needed a young person to weigh in on this, because when I was a kid, the White Stripes were big, but Eminem was a global phenomenon.
Right.
Are we so far past the Eminem window that he's now reduced to special guest status?
No. Well, I refuse to believe that the White Stripes are more famous than Eminem.
I don't think they are.
I'm not going to let that slide here.
But is Eminem not enough to be a headliner anymore? Like, because back in the day, Eminem would have been headliner or nothing. We're maybe past that, I guess.
Maybe he's tired. He's like, I want to watch the game. I'll do a song, I guess, if you make me.
Marshall Mathers will come out for one song, no more, no less.
One song only.
And he's going back to his box to eat turkey with his family.
Exactly.
In the luxury suite.
It's possible that it's Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving.
What's wrong with the White Stripes?
Chris Collinsworth does not work on Thanksgiving. Jason Garrett will be filling in on the NBC Sunday night game. So Chris is going to spend the day with his family. Maybe that was Marshall Mathers. Like, I'm not doing a whole set. I just do a song.
I'm just doing a song.
I'm just doing... When where's Meg?
So many questions.
I have a lot of questions. But it's the fact that Joe Burrow's back with the Bengals, I think we have an opportunity for 3 legitimately very good Thanksgiving games, which does not always... It's not always the case. And then you got a great Friday game, because it's Eagles-Bears. And the Bears are actually good, and the Eagles are going to eat themselves all week long after going up 21-0 in Dallas, committing 14 penalties all week long. I mean, I don't even know why you're listening to me. You should just be listening to WIP on the Odyssey app, because those callers are going to be fantastic all week long.
Yeah.
Nobody does angry sports talk radio like the people of Philadelphia. They are true... This is their Picasso right here. They are 21-point blown loss to the Cowboys with 14 penalties. You wait years for sports radio this good in Philadelphia. They're going to be all over that. I don't doubt that. All right, here's the other thing I want to mention since you're on the mic here. You know who Trinity Rodman is? She's one of the biggest women soccer players on the planet. Plays for the Washington Spirit.
Indeed.
They lost in the title game the other day. That's all right. We'll bounce back. We're resilient.
They made it to the title. I'm proud.
Absolutely. One of the best soccer players in the world. Is a free agent, 23 years old, free agent, biggest free agent in women's soccer history, has not re-signed with the Washington Spirit.
Indeed.
They want her.
Uh-huh.
They want her on the Washington Spirit. But the NWSL, that's the Women's Soccer League, puts a cap on how much you can pay any individual player. So they would like to pay her a giant pile of money to be a star women's soccer player in D.C.
Right.
But they're not allowed to.
Please. So, can I just pitch you my solution?
I'm ready.
Because I feel like we've got the blueprint here. Who had the fake tree company?
Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard. We sign her to a fake arborist company. She goes, stands by a tree. She's like, let's cut it down. They give her the pile of money. We're good to go. All that went wrong with Kawhi Leonard was he didn't make the ad.
You know, like, the Junkies had Von Miller on today, uh-huh. And that's a paid appearance. Von Miller comes on every week, and it's sponsored, and the Junkies sponsor that, and I think it works well for everybody. It's good radio. Mm-hmm. Von Miller gets paid. The company gets to sponsor good radio. Maybe we could have Trinity Rodman on once a week for $1 million an appearance.
Let's call Bennett. Let's call Bennett. This is our moment.
She's talking to European teams about going to Europe.
Because they don't have the rule, right?
They don't have rules.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There are no rules in Europe.
We all know.
Is she going to play in Saudi Arabia? Who knows? This feels like a big moment for women's sports here in America. We have a legitimate bona fide star. She's American. She's famous. Uh-huh. And we're going to lose her to Europe because we're not willing to pay her money because you can't bend the rules. What are we doing here? 23 years old, hottest soccer player, female soccer player on the planet, and can't re-sign with the Washington Spirit because they can't pay her enough money per league rules.
What is this country coming to?
And this is a little bit like LeBron's leaving. Why is LeBron leaving? Well, the Greek league doesn't have a salary cap. They're going to pay him more in the Greek league. If we're actually serious about this, give her the money.
Yeah.
We will create the tree company. She can come pretend to knock down a tree in Richmond.
910 the tree, we're there.
You're listening to 910 the tree.
It rolls off the tongue.
It rolls off the tongue. We're with you until noon. AWOD Radio takes over. Then this is your home for Virginia Tech football rivalry game Saturday. We'll get into it. You're listening to 910 The Fan. Now, I've had the headphones on for the whole show. Volume's been at zero the whole time. I just put them on. It's like, I'm not hearing anything. Oh, they've been off the whole time.
Well,
it's just been me yapping. That's all it's been. That's the format today. It's just me yapping until hour number two. That's when the guests swing by at 11:15. Jason Spencer, battle for Atlantis. VCU tips off tomorrow, 2:30 in Atlantis. And at 11:30, Dennis Bickmeyer swings by Henrico Sports and Events Center. Always love chopping it up with Dennis, his Ohio State Buckeyes, in a bit of a big game this weekend. Now, last year, lost to Michigan, won the national title. I think there are Ohio State fans who would trade that in. I think they would trade in the Natty for the Michigan win. It's a big game. It'll be at noon on Saturday. We've got Saturday football on the Fan. We have two games Saturday. They both matter a lot. First off, high school region final game of the week. Right here, Saturday, 1 p.m. So, 910 The Fan, Hokie Steve, Coach Chris, 1 p.m. Saturday. You know which game it is. I don't have to tell you. It's Verina Huguenot. This is a wild one. Verina is the best team in the area until further notice, which we may get further notice. Verina took the Highland Springs crown, has a ton of talent on their team, took it to Highland Springs. Went down to Dinwiddie. We're like, oh, Dinwiddie, Zion Boisseau, he's a good quarterback. How's this going to work? It's going to be a matchup of Titans. Verina just trounced them, marched all over Dinwiddie on Friday night. Verina's the best team in the area until further notice. But Huguenot may be the team to give that notice, right? This is the third time we've We've done the like, maybe somebody give Ryan. Highland Springs could give Ryan. Nope, not even a little bit. Dinwiddie could give Ryan. Nope, not even a little bit. I am prepared to put the football out for Charlie Brown to kick again here. Huguenots, really stinking good. So here's the background on Huguenot. You remember there was a private school called Life Christian Academy a few years ago. At one point, they were scheduled to play Bishop Sycamore, the team that lost on national TV, turned out to not be real, the HBO documentary, The Works. So they were in that circuit. They were real, though. Charles Scott's the coach. Had just, a number of D1 players, multiple D1 players on his team every year. Got hired as the coach at Huguenot, Richmond City School, down on Forest Hill Avenue, Southside. Shout out Southside. Brought his team there. First game of the year this year. His son's the quarterback. He's a sophomore. There's a lot of hype. How's he going to do? Sophomore quarterback. Loaded team. Tough competition this year. First game of the year, they play St. Christopher's. Private school, should win, and they lose. Shocking upset in week one of the season. And since then, they've been untouchable. 10-1, 11-1, 12-1, now coming into this game. So they're everything we thought they would be. Huguenot Verina, high school game of the week, Saturday, 1 o'clock, right here on The Fan. Will it go better than last week's game of the week? I would say unlikely, because last week's game of the week ended up with the number one play in the country on SportsCenter that night. That's a high bar to clear.
Whew.
Some would say that's not beatable. You could tie that, but you couldn't beat it. Number one play in the game. That was Thomas Dale Manchester. Final play of the game. Manchester, who had beaten Thomas Dale three times in a row in the playoffs. It's a tie game. They're at midfield, so they throw a Hail Mary, final play regulation. Mm-hmm. Thomas Dale kid intercepts it on the one, runs it back 99 yards for the walk-off score. Thank you, London. Can you imagine London Fletcher calling that play as a Commanders win? I mean, the paramedics would have to come resuscitate London. Shades of the kick six, Auburn, Alabama, where they ran the field goal back for the touchdown on the final play, which remains one of the more insane things I've ever seen. And then, of course, Saturday night, you know what it is. It's UVA. It's Virginia Tech. In this century, Virginia Tech has won 23 of the 25 meetings between the teams. I'm one ahead of myself here because they didn't play a couple of years ago. 22 of the 24. Here we go.
Ooh.
Running up the hill again. They didn't
it off already. Huh?
They didn't play 2 years ago after the shooting at UVA where they bagged their season after that. And the shooter was sentenced this week, finally ending that. That was a long. I mean, I know the justice system takes a long time, but you feel for the families there in that situation, having to relive that over and over and over again for so long. Finally in the books there. The lacrosse thing was the same way over UVA. I mean, that trial took 6-7 years. And that's how the American justice system works, but it stinks for the victims who have to relive it for 6 or 7 years. But UVA is playing this year and is good and is playing for a spot in the ACC title game against, well, that's the beauty of the ACC this year. Nobody really knows who's going to be joining them in the title game. What in the world is going on in the ACC? And the answer is there's six teams that could be there at the end of the day. So Virginia is winning in. Pitt is winning in. But Pitt's playing Miami. That's not only not a given. Miami's got its own backdoor path into the college football playoff. They're going to be playing not just to win, but to run up the score. It's what you got to do. They scored the late touchdown against Virginia Tech. Nobody's mad at them. You got to impress the committee these days. Notre Dame took that to the extreme. I don't know if you saw Notre Dame Syracuse. Notre Dame put up a 70 spot on him, just a casual 70. It was a 70-7 football game. Notre Dame 35 in the first. They actually did take their foot off the gas, only scored 14 in the fourth quarter. Statement made, committee. I hear you. And I am in the minority on this, so I just say I lean into this and you're welcome to tweet me, Michael PNRVA. Tell me what you think. I don't think that the head-to-head is the be-all and end-all of college football rankings, and Awad will come in and disagree with me in a minute, and that's okay. Well, Miami beat Notre Dame. Miami's got to be ranked ahead of Notre Dame. Like, they play so many other football games. I agree if it's close, that's a good tiebreaker. But there's a lot of instances where a result happens that is not reflective of every other game that gets played over the course of the football season. Like, Indiana-Oregon, for example. Indiana beat Oregon. Those two teams have both since then proved themselves to be very, very good. If we're going to tie break who gets the bye in the playoffs and who doesn't, I think it's extremely fair to say Indiana beat Oregon. They should get the bye. Oregon shouldn't get the bye. Or potentially both teams will get the bye. If one team's better than the other team over that span, though, it's okay to leap them even if they lost the one game. So Pitt's winning in, but they're against Miami. SMU would be winning in if that doesn't happen. But if Pitt and SMU lose, SMU's playing Cal, who doesn't have a coach, so you'd think they'll take care of business, but it's the ACC. You never know. We love the chaos in the ACC. If SMU loses, it depends. Do we have a four-way, a five-way, or a six-way tie? It's like we're ordering at Skyline Chili here. How many ways are we going to have it? Georgia Tech, back in the picture. Miami, back in the picture. Duke, potentially, back in the picture. Six teams that could make the ACC title game entering the final day of the regular season. I love the ACC. Best conference ever. Now, James Madison, they're in the Sun Belt title game. The Sun Belt divides into divisions. So you say, we're going to have two divisions. You play everybody in your division. In the other division, everybody will play everybody in their division. And then we'll know who's the best in each division. We'll have them play each other in a championship game, which is, by the way, logical. And the ACC used to do that, and the SEC used to do that. And they're like, we got to get rid of divisions. Everybody's not playing everybody often enough. And now it's just scrambled. Nice, clean system in the Sun Belt. Two teams are going to play. The winner will go to the title game. We'll have a title game. And the ACC's like, what if we just put everybody in the Yahtzee Cup, shook them up, and roll them out? We think that's fair. Let's have ourselves an ACC title game. UVA's winning in. Pitt's winning in, but against Miami. Those are the two that control their destiny. Maybe a lot of scoreboard watching Saturday night. Scott Stadium, under the lights, sixth night game this year. Not just a record. Breaks the old record by two. There have never been more than four night games at Scott Stadium in a year because people haven't wanted to watch that nonsense. It's good this year, and it's Virginia Tech. It's the best game of the year. I'm excited to be out there, excited to take you behind the scenes on that on Monday. We're with you tomorrow. Reminder, we're with you tomorrow. We'll take you up to AWOD Radio, who will take you up to VCU basketball tomorrow, 2:30, VCU South Florida. Big, big game starting the battle for Atlantis. We'll break that down for you in hour number two with you until noon. You're listening to 910 The Fan now at 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. May not be on Awad's nice list this holiday season. Jeremy came in and goes, we lost the bet. No. It was the spread was three. The Chiefs won by three. What are we doing here?
We had points?
We had points? What's my guy doing betting without points?
Awad is gaslighting him in the afternoon when we're gone, I think.
Yeah, but we gotta talk to Jay Money too. Because was he doing betting without points?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, well, I'd love to bet you, but could we make this harder on me than it needs to be mathematically?
You're making a good point here.
It's not something I would do personally. And I'm not known for being Mr. Savvy Better. I lose more than I win, as most people do when they bet. But I don't think I would ever walk into a bet and be like, well, you don't need an... We don't need the points. Like, if you're in line to get points, of course, Adam didn't want to do points. He had the Chiefs.
Like,
he had to give the points. He had to give the points.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Emmanuel Forbes, drafted by the Commanders. A lot of hype. Didn't turn out very well. Kind of the poster boy for the Ron Rivera era in a lot of ways that Jahan Dotson was as well. Emmanuel Forbes is with the Rams now, with Sean McVay in Los Angeles. Faced seven targeted passes on Sunday. Did not allow a single reception. That is the first time since 2022 that a defender has been targeted that many times without allowing a catch. Yes, that was one of the best defensive performances of the season by Emmanuel Forbes, which I think lends the question here, is it the system or is it the player? And these guys ran everybody out who was involved with the Ron Rivera era pretty quickly. And I understand why they did that, right? All the culture talk from Dan Quinn. I don't think he wanted anybody with the scent of the Dan Snyder Ron Rivera era. I don't think he wanted to have to retrain people who were in that space. I think he wanted fresh start, fresh guys. With that, you pay the price. The price being you're not deep enough. And these guys aren't deep enough, and we've seen it as injuries pile up this year. I don't know that it was necessarily the wrong decision, but it just goes to show you how much cleanup work is left to be done here. Because they ran several years worth of draft picks, and look, most of them weren't any good, and they were all quite bad under Ron Rivera. But it's kind of the Sandersteel thing. Sandersteel's been bad this year. You going to cut him? You're not going to cut him because he's your guy, and he's developed in your system, and you've seen him be good. They hadn't seen Forbes be good. They send him off. Now, all of a sudden, kaboom, he's playing very well for the Rams. I think there's still a couple years left to build the roster out to the full depth you want it, because this is a point I make all the time. You can't just get everybody in free agency. There aren't enough guys out there in free agency. The NFL's done a good job, and I commend the NFL for this, for making it so that if you have a good player on your team, you can keep him on your team, because they understand what the powers that be in college football don't understand, and that is we want to have loyalty not just to the team but to the players as well. We want to know the players. We want to watch the players grow. We want to watch the players develop, and that has not happened so far in college in this transfer portal era. Guys play for a year, they bounce, they go somewhere else. It erodes our loyalty to the team, and then we end up in a fantasy football world where everybody's just rooting for players, rooting for stats, rooting for parlays, and that's a bad idea long term. So kudos to the NFL for doing that, and also it's going to make it really hard for the Commanders to rebuild their roster depth to where they need to. They probably need to trade and accumulate some more draft picks, and then you got to hit on them. And then Adam Peters has to be good on them along the way. College basketball. We're going to talk about the battle for Atlantis. I was going to say for the Bahamas. Not the battle for the Bahamas. They're there. They'll be there when VCU leaves. Battle for Atlantis, which VCU is in. Maui has a total dud field. Chaminade almost beat Washington State last night. Sorry, UVA fans, for the PTSD there. But everybody who's anybody is in Vegas this week for this Players Era Classic.
Oh, no. Stop. Be honest. Is it Vegas or is it Henderson?
This is Vegas.
Oh, okay. All
because
right. Continue.
They're paying every team that's participating $1 million in NIL money.
$1 million!
To distribute to their players.
Wow.
Which Battle for Atlantis does not do.
Huh.
And Maui doesn't do. And they're saying they want to expand to 32 teams next year and put everybody in pods and have a title game, run a whole thing in Vegas. Now, the haters, there's always haters, were posting pictures of the games yesterday. Like, you had these monster teams. You had your Kansases and your Gonzagas are all out there. And they're playing in the arena on the Strip, you know, where the big, you know, events happen.
Woo, yeah.
And it's, you know, 17,000 seats, and it's a third full, a quarter full, a fifth full for some of these games. This is not becoming of college basketball. Completely neglecting the fact it's just a TV sport now. Everything's just for TV. Like, they're not in Vegas so that the people of Vegas be like, I'll stop pulling my slot machine for a minute and go watch Gonzaga basketball. They're in Vegas so that they televise them all from one place, give them the $1 million, send them on their way. I think people are going to watch this. I think people are going to watch the crap out of this. We'll see. It's also the other thing they're doing. They're running into the headwinds here. It's not on ESPN.
Oh.
It's on TNT. Oh. And one of the things sports leagues have learned over the years is you have to involve ESPN in your things, because if you don't, they will ignore it and pretend to talk about hockey for a long time, which wasn't on ESPN, never on SportsCenter, never a word. Not our thing. We don't care. Now ESPN broadcasts hockey. You can't watch a football game without being like, hey, hockey, Tuesday night on ESPN. You got to watch, man. Everybody's into hockey now. We don't know where hockey was for a few years, but it's back.
It's back.
We watch hockey now. we're into it now. They're going to have to get ESPN to the table. But ESPN's not into the whole paying lots of money thing. So we'll see how this develops. I'm intrigued. I'm watching. And VCU's in Maui next year. I hope it's a good year in Maui. I worry. The other rule is, and these guys are going to run up against this too, in any of these tournaments, you know, unless you go into pods and have smaller separate tournaments, which is what they're going to do, you can only have one team per conference, which is fine for a long time. But all the teams are in the same conference now, basically. Mm. Yeah, the SEC and the Big Ten have all the good teams, so you can only invite two teams that are really good to Maui. You sneak in with like a Memphis or a VCU, or, you know, Kansas is in the Big 12. You can get one of those, maybe a Duke out of the ACC. You're kind of maxing out, though. You know, if you could get a Big East team, too, you're maxing out at about five good teams in your tournament. That's going to be an issue for these guys as they're trying to build these fields going forward. Because I don't see a world where we have deconferencing. I think, if anything, it's only going to consolidate further. And maybe they'll change the rules, let people do whatever they want. But I think Maui's on the extinction list here. If you can make $1 million, you're going to make $1 million. That's what I know about sports, about humanity, about everybody else. Where if you can make $1 million, that's the road you're going to go down. We're not making $1 million, but we're making radio, and we enjoy that. We got an exciting hour number two on deck for you. Jason Spencer from the Battle for Atlantis drops by at 11:15. Dennis Bickmeyer in the house from the Henrico Sports and Event Authority. He will be here at 11:30. We'll do two segments with Dennis, finish off today's show, tell you about all the great stuff going on. They're doing a sporting goods drive next Thursday. This Thursday's Thanksgiving. Next Thursday, down at the Henrico Sports and Events Center. A reminder, we are back tomorrow before we take the rest of the week off. You'll hear Tech football. You'll hear high school game of the week on Saturday, 1 o'clock. Tech football, 7 o'clock in Charlottesville. And then, you know, we're your home of the Commanders.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Sunday night. We'll dive into that on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan. Not 105.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. It's time for MP on the mic.
Let's
go.
Let's go, baby.
Woo! And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Hour number two. Let's get this party started. Two special guests in hour number two, which is, statistically speaking, better than one special guest. Dennis Bickmeyer, Henrico Sports and Events, will swing by here in about half an hour. Love catching up with him. And very important here in the holiday season, they're taking over the toy / sporting goods drive up there. He'll tell you all about how you can be involved in that. A great cause every year. And one that we are, of course, happy to support and give a little momentum to. So Dennis Bickmeyer in half an hour. He also is a big Ohio State fan. I bet he's going to have some thoughts about the Buckeyes. Call it a hunch. He also used to run the NASCAR track, and I am not going to let him get out of here without reflecting on Denny Hamlin coming so close to the championship, which is, and I don't run in the NASCAR circles, but that was a moment in time that I feel like everybody had their hearts broken simultaneously for Denny Hamlin when he failed to win the NASCAR title with a car that should have won it on a day where he should have won it. Overtime took it away from him. F1 having a fun sprint to the finish as well. Maybe we'll reminisce on the time IndyCar came here. Here's what I remember about the time IndyCar came here. Racing wasn't any good. It was quite bad, actually. The setup, you know, you see about the F1 teams and their lavish, you know, European, very stylish entourages, and high, you know, they're all high fashion. They're always drinking the little tiny coffees in the cup, you know, and the little tiny cups. They had that in IndyCar. It was a cultural experience when it swung by here. We also have Jason Spencer dropping by in 15 minutes. He is the vice president of events at Atlantis, putting on this week's Battle Number 4 Atlantis tournament with VCU, which he's a busy man this week, putting a basketball court in a ballroom. We'll ask him how he does that. Atlantis still trying to stay relevant, as you see, you know, the scenes from Vegas yesterday. The Players Era Invitational is on, and they're making noise about going to 32 teams next year, $1 million per team participating in an early season college basketball event. There's, you know, there's nothing like that anywhere else. The Mauis, the Atlantises, they sell the teams. It's a great experience and it's great competition. They're not paying them $1 million a year. I know that. So that will be a fascinating one to watch in the months and years to come. It's not, can that event get traction? Duh, that event is going to have traction. They pay every team $1 million to participate. It's can it stay fiscally solvent? And the guy behind it made his money from And One, which, of course, has a deep history in basketball. You remember the And One clothing line, the And One mixtapes. So he certainly knows the sport. I think he knows the audience. He knows what he's trying to do. Can he make enough money off a late November basketball tournament in Las Vegas to continue to kick out $1 million a year to the participating teams? It's all TV now. I think if he's probably taking a reduced cut early on to generate the TV interest. 32 teams out there at the Players Era, which is nothing, you know, that's their goal for next year, which is, I mean, all the players in one place. It'd be early season March Madness in a lot of ways. You think about the NBA's in-season tournament lifting the banners, and I think it'll have a similar vibe to that. That you'll be proud if you win this thing. You'll be showing off that trophy. I don't know if it's raising a banner level, but it's probably close in terms of how prestigious that thing's going to be in the next few years. Some great games there yesterday. Seton Hall, how about what they were doing to NC State? And then you have Iowa State making its name felt, Kansas over Notre Dame with a nice win. Some good basketball. Putting everybody in one place is usually a winning recipe, and certainly, you know, the NFL's done that for years, right? They have their tentpole events. Everybody's at the combine. Everybody's at the owners' meetings. Everybody's at the Super Bowl. They just, you know, you keep everybody, when everybody's in one place, There's energy, there's juice, there's magic. We were putting together Bud Light Big Game Week. We were having some discussions here before we went on air. Bud Light Big Game Week in San Francisco this year. We'll have a little Rice-A-Roni. We'll talk to some celebrities. We'll get you ready for the big game. That'll be coming up in February. And will we be talking to Commanders people? Yes. Will it be because they're participating in the game? No, it will not. It'll still be a fun week of radio. It'll still be a fun week to get out there to see everybody, renew those acquaintances that that tell us what's going on all year long. So Jason Spencer in what's now about 10 minutes, now that I continue yapping, Dennis Bickmeyer at 11:30 here at noon. We'll turn it over to AWOD Radio. He's going to take you to 3. After that, Grant and Danny will take over. Grant and Danny will be axed tomorrow. Our apologies to Messieurs Grant and Danny. They will be bounced tomorrow to make room for VCU basketball. Tip-off time, 2:30, approximately 2:30, from the Bahamas, play in South Florida. I was talking about for a bit yesterday, and my guy Jonathan Howard, he texted me, he said, bet the over, and whatever it is, we're not sure what it is, bet the over. Two teams that love to run, and VCU has shown no indication that it wants to win by changing its style this year. It very much wants to win by embracing its style, and I think the Rams will continue to do that. Also, keeping an eye on the Commanders for you. We are your home of the Commanders. They play Sunday night. Jaden Daniels back at practice this week, but very unlikely that he will play on Sunday against the Denver Broncos. So that tracks with what we heard at the beginning when he injured his non-throwing arm, that gruesome-looking elbow injury. We're told that's a four-week injury for most athletes. That would put him, for his next week in Minnesota, that would put him right at 4 weeks coming back. It gives some juice to the end of the season. 5 weeks left after this Broncos game. Five games left. And the draft pick is always nice. The draft pick is not worth tanking for with Jaden Daniels. What's more important is getting him some wins, getting him some momentum, getting this fan base feeling good into the latter half of the season. And if he comes back, and if Terry comes back, and if Noah Brown comes back, Noah Brown's practicing again this week. If those guys come back and they win and they play well, I do think you'll see the narrative shift from this was a bad season to this was an unlucky season. All the injuries, all the things that are piling up. You'll go from this was a bad year to this was an unlucky year. And that's an important distinction because a fan base is going to feel better about what Adam Peters is doing, about what he's building towards. Hey, this won't happen to us next year. Dan Quinn, certainly good for him in terms of keeping his job. Made a couple calls during the bye week. Here's where I'm at. I don't think Cliff Kingsbury is going to be offered an NFL head coaching job in this carousel. Now, that's always subject to change. We'll see which jobs come open. I think Cincinnati remains the most likely place to offer him the job. I don't think he wants that one because of the dysfunction there. We'll see, though. There's certainly a lot of dominoes still to fall. And you think about college coaching in this side, there are just so many openings, right? What if there are some surprises? What if some guys go from the NFL back to college? I don't think Cliff's going back to college. I think he's holding out for another NFL gig. A lot of unknowns at this point. Chip Kelly, could he go back to college? I think that's certainly within the realm of possibility. Cal opened the other day. Ron Rivera, general manager, will he try to poach somebody from the NFL? So a ton of dominoes still to fall. The Lane Kiffin domino still to fall. I can't get enough of the Lane Kiffin story. He's going to tell everybody what he's doing after the Egg Bowl, after Ole Miss, Mississippi State. Possible that they're playing for the SEC title without their head coach, which is, just unfathomable a few years ago, even in this rapidly changing world of college sports. This is an insane story with the plane tracking and with the big money. LSU promising him $25 million a year to spend on players. Very clear he's their guy. Now, here's normally when you hear they're targeting a guy, this is their guy. And I said this when College Game Day reported Virginia Tech is having talks with James Franklin. at that point, book it. James Franklin's going to be the coach. Colleges don't want to get embarrassed like that. Pro teams, too. You think about this search, when Washington had the search, you know, they protected their ability to say, hey, this is our guy, DQ. He was our top pick. Even if he wasn't, and all indications are he wasn't, you protect your ability to say that. When it leaks out, they're talking to James Franklin, you have to land the plane. If you don't, it's really embarrassing for everybody involved. And yet, do you trust LSU to do what's right? Well, I don't know. Do you trust them to know what's going on? I think the leaks are legit. They're putting together the biggest offer ever for Lane Kiffin. I would normally say, well, obviously Lane Kiffin's going to announce after the Egg Bowl he's leaving for LSU. And I think he is going to. Just to be clear, I think he is going to. And yet, there's also a little part of me that says, the LSU people do not know what they're talking about. It is very possible they're getting played. Lane Kiffin's going to announce he's staying after a presumed Egg Bowl win. I can't get enough of that story. Such a good story. Like I said, got a couple special guests here. We'll get those guys teed up. Jason Spencer on the other side. He'll talk Battle for Atlantis, VCU, South Florida. It's a big game tomorrow, 2:30, approximate tip time. It's a big game because if they win, they get two more good games in Atlantis. And if they lose, they fall into the loser's bracket. Won't look as good on the old postseason resume. We got time to break all that down. Dennis Bickmeyer drops by in about 20 minutes. It is the Tuesday show. You're listening to 910 The Fan now.
The Fan 105.1 FM. Welcome back. It is VCU Game Week. Reminder, Wednesday, we'll get you going with the pregame show at 1:45, tip approximately 2:30 down in the Bahamas, which is where we go right now, checking in with Jason Spencer. He's the Vice President of Marketing at Atlantis, which is where VCU will be starting Wednesday. Jason, good morning. Thanks for making a few minutes for us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're excited to send a bunch of VCU fans down there this week. I know you guys are excited to have us. When we think about college basketball and Thanksgiving in these tournaments, I know Atlantis always comes to the top of that pile. Tell us about the work you guys do in the months and years leading up to this to set up an event like this.
Yeah, thank you. Again, good morning from Paradise. We really appreciate you guys, tuning in and being engaged and VCU's participation with us again this year. We're super proud of the tournament we put together here at Battle for Atlantis. It literally takes the entire resort working together with several partners, outside partners, year round to pull something off like this. And obviously it starts with, with the school participants that we get, and we get top level, college athletic programs every year to participate with us. And that's the foundation of it. And then it's on us to put together a world-class tournament to match the world-class resort here at Atlantis. And it is a year-round effort. We don't stop with Battle for Atlantis right when it's over. We start working on the next year, and we are just proud of the product every year. And it's great to see all the student athletes and the coaches and the fans just have a very unique time down here with being able to, compete at the highest level and then vacation at the highest level at the same time.
It sounds like a ton of fun. I'm sure it'll be a great week down there at the Battle for Atlantis. Jason Spencer joins us. One of the things we always see is, the court always looks great and everybody, it feels like a basketball venue by the time you guys are done with it. But you don't have a basketball venue down there. You're converting space you've got, right?
Exactly. That venue is our Imperial Ballroom, and it's a blank ballroom space where we host, everything in there from business conventions to concerts to, you know, you name it, weddings, anything you could think of in a ballroom. And it's just amazing to see that conversion of, you know, everyone working together to put the court down and to turn that into a full basketball arena. And if you did not know any better, you think that was our basketball arena space for the entire year. But it's amazing to watch that conversion. And then the following week, it can be a concert venue to host one of the biggest stars in the world. And then after that, our World Series of Poker tournament area, you know, so it is truly extraordinary what the team does here.
It will be fun to watch this week. Starts on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You'll hear all the games right here, of course, on 910 The Fan. Jason, tell us, about, you know, this has been going on for more than a decade now, how this event has evolved over the years.
Yeah, this is actually our 14th year. You know, it's something that, you know, the resort Atlanta started here to just match kind of the direction and the will of fans and people alike. If you look at sports tourism over the years, how people really plan vacations around sporting events, and then just looking at how college basketball continues to be at the top of, you know, at the top of the list in terms of just sporting activities, it just made sense to marry the two together. And then just over the years, like you said, the learnings we've gotten from, you know, putting forth this type of tournament and bringing in, you know, the highest level of competition, it's just been a great evolution. And one of the key points there was in 2021 when we introduced the women's tournament, which we are proud of as well, to bring down the women's team to compete in the same form of fashion as we had with the men's team for the years prior, which has been met with incredible success. So we're just getting better and better every year. The teams are competing more and more. And I think the biggest evolution point is that is really fixated now as a Thanksgiving tradition in the form of athletics, where we know during that Thanksgiving week, you know, tune in and you'll watch some of the best college basketball you could see on TV here at Battle for Atlantis.
We're certainly excited to watch this year's tournament. VCU making another appearance down in the Bahamas. Jason Spencer joins us. He's the vice president of marketing down at Atlantis. And Virginia Tech, who's just down the road from us. I know we have a ton of Hokies here in Richmond, will participate as well. So we've got a real Virginia flair this year. When you guys assemble the tournament, what is it you're looking for? What is it like to have all these teams and fans take over the resort for a few days around Thanksgiving?
It's incredible. Like, and the thing is, you know, something about basketball teams, they're very noticeable when they're walking around around the resort. So they really like take over, and we have, you know, a big welcome reception, and the teams get so into it and everyone's excited. It's truly amazing. And we do a couple of things all around the resort, and we press upon them. I don't know how much the coaches let it happen for them to, you know, take some downtime and have some fun with at the resort as well. But it's great to see everyone walking around and just enjoying themselves and competing. And as you know, VCU is definitely no stranger here. You know, their fourth time down here. We love having them. And then just Virginia schools in total. You talked about Virginia Tech. We have Virginia. They were actually the 2018 champions. So we love to have our Virginia schools come down and compete, and the fans are always incredible, and they definitely bring down a great crowd to cheer them on.
All right, we got another minute left with Jason here. Jason, you want to brag about Atlantis here? Tell folks what the gift that come down your way.
Yeah, Atlantis is the premier resort destination in the world. You can not only expect over 40 restaurants with multiple Michelin star chefs, but 2 miles of gorgeous beaches, 140 acre plus water park with rides and slides. And then, do me a favor and participate in my area, which is the events. You could come down and check out some world-class concerts and events. We have Battle for Atlantis, as you know, but right after that, our huge New Year's Eve celebration, Party Like a Royal, where we have a huge fireworks display, a surprise concert every year. The artist, just surprises the crowd, and that's hosted by Ariana Maddox and televised live on CNN. So we definitely want everyone to go to AtlantisBahamas.com to see our upcoming events. And just so you know, today we launch our cyber sale. So this is the best time to go to AtlantisBahamas.com to take advantage of cyber sale, which is, up to 35% off on rooms and activities.
Well, sounds like a ton of fun. Our guys Robbie and Rodney will be down there. For those of you stuck in the cold with me, you'll be able to hear all the games starting Wednesday, 2:30 p.m. tip-off. It's VCU in South Florida, right here on your home of the Rams. And we're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.